This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Lightning is the cause of the High Park fire raging near Fort Collins, and it could have struck a good while before anyone actually saw flames, says Nick Christensen of the Larimer County Sheriff's Office.
With lightning, it's very difficult to say when that occurs. You know, often there can be a strike, and it can sit for a day or two before it's visible to anybody and gets reported to our office. So I can't say when exactly that particular lightning strike occurred.
Lightning also started the little sand fire that's been burning near Pagosa Springs. So we thought this was a good time to dig into fulminology, the science of lightning. Bob Glancy is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Boulder, and he started with the basics. So to have lightning in Colorado, you most often need a thunderstorm.
Within a thunderstorm, you have a very vertical storm that goes tens of thousands of feet up. And so it's a mixture of rain and ice. And because of the depth of the storm, ice can, as it collides, create static electricity. And we get charge separation within the thunderstorm with positive charges going high up and negative charges going down low. And if you look at a thunderstorm electrically, it looks just like a battery.
I would never have associated lightning with ice.
You can't really get that charge separation unless you have ice in the storm. This is why shallow clouds don't produce lightning. It has to be a deep cloud to do that.
Those big thunderheads we know of. So that's all that's happening beforehand. Let's talk about the lightning strike. That's apparently what has caused this fire in Larimer County.
Right. And when we've looked at the statistics across Colorado, on average, Colorado sees about 500,000 cloud-to-ground lightning strokes per year. And if we look at fires, about half of them are caused by lightning. The other half are caused by people.
It's about even.
Yeah.
One thing I've read, though, is that when fires are caused by lightning, they often burn more acres. And I suspect that's a function of lightning being able to strike in rather remote places where fires aren't necessarily put out at all or put out quickly.
Well, one of the challenges you have is if you have a lightning-started fire like this one, it can smolder for days, and then you get weather conditions that, like in this particular case, dry, warm, windy conditions developed after the ignition, and then that fanned the flames and caused the fast spread of this fire.
What do we know about lightning strikes? You know, I've heard that the moment of a lightning strike is actually hotter than the sun. Is that true?
I've heard up to 50,000 degrees within the channel, the lightning channel.
And the surface of the sun is somewhere at about 10,000 Fahrenheit, so extremely hot.
Yes.
Now, the National Weather Service has some incredible photographs of lightning strikes on its website. We've posted a link at cpr.org. I've asked you to call up one taken near Socorro, New Mexico. And one thing that it shows us is lightning is not just the bolt we think of hitting, you know, the ground or a tree or something. It's also the pattern of lightning looks like the veins on a leaf. So there are these smaller channels, right?
Right. Lightning is a successful connection between negative charges in the base of the storm and positive charges at the ground. And as it's starting to develop, these negative, what we call step leaders, come down and they approach the ground, and they have a lot of targets to choose from, like trees or telephone poles or whatever, over an area. And then in a picture, you might see a branch structure within the lightning where there's one very bright channel. You, as a human, will see that one channel. If you take pictures, you can see fainter channels where there's it's sort of an unsuccessful lightning strike. It doesn't quite connect with the ground, but there is some electricity in that other channel. But it's not nearly as bright as the main lightning channel that our eyes would see.
Huh. So there's successful and unsuccessful channels at any moment, but it's the successful one we've seen. And that means the ground is contributing something to this, not just the sky, if I can put it.
Yeah, it's a connection between what's going on at the ground and what's going on up at the storm. And if I could branch just a little bit to the safety aspect here, if someone is standing near a storm and their hair starts rising, that's when that static electricity is building up under the storm, and that is a clue that lightning might be about to strike. So if you're under a storm, your hair is rising, that's a Mother Nature's warning sign to get to shelter now. And what's an appropriate shelter is basically any place inside, or if you have a vehicle with a metal roof, you can get in there and be fairly sheltered as well.
To that idea that lightning is a connection, what makes a successful connection? In other words, why would lightning strike a particular tree and not the one next to it? That's not a random event.
And that's one of the mysteries of lightning. The researchers don't know exactly why that tree got hit and the next one over did not. But we do, over time, statistically see that lightning tends to prefer the taller objects. And so one of the ground rules for safety is don't be the tallest object around and don't be next to the tallest object around.
Bob, is all lightning created equal? That is to say, are there different kinds of lightning?
Well, we have all kinds of lightning within a storm. That lightning can go from the cloud to the ground. It can go from the cloud to the air. It can stay in the cloud, and we call that in-cloud lightning. And then researchers are also looking at lightning to space. Hmm. And so lightning can actually go from the top of the cloud up to space.
I've also heard of something called ball lightning.
Yeah, and ball lightning is another entire mystery. So we don't fully understand ball lightning, but it is something many people have described that phenomena.
And how do they describe it?
Typically, it's just a luminous ball or circle of electrical activity, I guess, that can go down a driveway, go down a power line. And some people have said, yeah, it bounced down the hallway or came down the aisle of the aircraft. So again, we still don't really understand that.
I'm looking at a video now of ball lightning that is created in a laboratory, and these clusters of mm-hmm. charge are just traveling down the floor of the lab.
Mm-hmm.
We'll post this to cpr.org.
Okay.
Thanks so much for chatting with us.
Sure.
Bob Glancy is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Boulder. He pointed out that June 24th through 30th is Lightning Safety and Fire Awareness Week in Colorado, but it may just be that the smoky haze we've seen all along the Front Range does the most to raise awareness.